this is another question that you can blame on my wife.
Okay.
Who do you dream of someday being?
I don't dream of being anybody.
Not in terms of putting yourself on someone else, but as you grow and mature and...
There's no more growing and maturing for me. You've already heard I'm old enough. I don't think I'm going to change anymore. So I don't think when I grow up I'm going to be anything different. I'm actually very pleased with who I am for the most part. I know we all have things we'd like to change and things we'd like to do differently or be differently, but no, I don't have a desire to be anybody else or to grow into anything else. Kind of the question you asked earlier, if I could do anything different that I had never done, be a missionary. Mm-hmm. So, you know, even if that was working someplace like this, and not being a missionary in the field, but just helping people through whatever means get further along in their relationship would be fantastic. Mm-hmm. But no, I don't have dreams that, you know, where I have a recurring dream that people have sometimes. Mm-hmm. I don't dream about work at night. So no, I'm quite satisfied.
Okay.
Probably not the answer you're looking for, no, but that's what you're getting. Julie.
There were some of these questions that, like, you know, if they fall flat, that's okay. You mentioned the possibility of being a missionary. Where would you go, hypothetically, any place in particular that strikes you?
Not really. I don't really have a location in the world where I thought that would be a place I'd like to go and be a missionary. I've heard other people discuss their travels to China, and that sounds dangerous at times. It sounds exciting, and obviously a large harvest field that's just waiting. So that would be exciting, and my wife and I used to teach a Sunday school class, and we taught some missionary materials to the young kids and Hudson Taylor and a few other people, so some of that sounds very exciting, but I don't have great language skills. As you can tell, I struggle with English, so I have no skills of any other language, so it would be hard for me to, I think, effectively communicate with anybody that wasn't English speaking. Mm-hmm. So given that, it may be just someplace in the United States. I know we've done some stuff with homeless shelters in the Seattle area, and my kids have gone to San Francisco and done stuff with homeless people there. So that's a ministry that is something that I could see myself doing.
Okay. The next two questions are some that could completely fall flat.
Okay. And I got my tennis shoes on so I can run quickly.
Is there, I think you kind of answered this with a no already, but I'll ask it anyway. Do you have any type of fantasy adventure type thing that you would love to be able to do?
That's a little bit different than the other question, but something I would love to do that I've never done. The biggest thing I'd always wanted to do was to go to Hawaii, and I'd never traveled there. I've traveled a lot of places in the world from my job, and I've been to a lot of different countries and never had a big desire other than Australia. Going to Australia, and I've been there a few times, absolutely love it. Mm-hmm. And then taking the family to Hawaii a number of years ago, that took the other place off the list of places I wanted to go. I don't know, going to Alaska, taking like an Alaska cruise or something has been... something that is very exciting, so I could see myself doing that. But outside of that, it would be interesting for me if I could go back in time and dedicate more of my time to, if like a personal thing would be athletics, dedicate more of my time to athletics, so being a better softball player, maybe having a future in baseball, which is what my goal was when I was a little kid, to be a professional baseball player. So being a better athlete. Bring that batting average up. So I could have actually played more than a year in college. I play a lot of indoor soccer now. So what I wish is that when I was younger, there would have been soccer when I was growing up. And there wasn't where I was growing up in the Midwest. So I didn't start playing soccer until like the year 2000. And I would like to see what I could have, what kind of a goalie or soccer player I could have been if I would have had the opportunity of doing so when I was younger, and seeing the opportunity my kids have had doing that. So maybe just more on a personal thing, just see if I could have done something different athletically, given different opportunities.
Okay. Some people have had these before, some people have not. Is there a defining moment in your life? Defining, the way my wife phrased it when she was helping me write some of these questions was a defining man moment. But take it broader than that if necessary.
Probably the thing that I would say would be when we found out we were pregnant with our first child. We waited 8 years after getting married before we had our first daughter, Melissa. And initially, once we got married, we just decided we wouldn't want to have kids for at least 5 years just to get to know each other, and I wasn't ready. Even after 5 years, I still wasn't ready. So I don't know what happened to make me feel ready to have a child, but probably the first when, and this may be too graphic for you, you can cut it out if you need to. our first daughter was born cesarean. And as soon as they pulled Melissa out of my wife and wiped her up a little bit and then handed her to me, that was just fantastic. Mm-hmm. So that probably changed my whole perception. Hey, now I'm responsible for this little human being. And of course, my wife was there assisting, and she did more of the work with Melissa than I did. But just the responsibility of that kind of helped make me feel like, okay, now I am a real dad. Not that I've fulfilled my purpose in life, but now I do have something that I really have to work for, and that is providing for my family. Mm-hmm. And you see it more when you're a parent and you have children. So probably the first time I held Melissa, right after she was born, just solidified my, and I don't want to say manhood, to answer the question, but the just kind of like, and I don't really want to say it as I've arrived either, but just a different sense of being by now being a parent.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Excellent answer to that question. I can very much relate. I had some of the same experience with when my daughters were born.
Mm-hmm.
It's really wild.
Okay. And that doesn't mean anything to take away from the other two kids.
Yes.
But I'd already had that man moment, if that's what you want to call it,
yes,
with the first. So
yes.
It was just now more responsibility piled on with the other two. Or maybe the first time I'm sitting in the passenger seat with my child learning to drive. that could be a defining moment as well. And I've gone through
defining
that twice now.
Defining moment of terror, maybe? depending on how well the kid did.
The first two, I would say, defining moments were terror, the first time they were behind the wheel. And I'm actually expecting my youngest to be a little more calm and expecting it to be a better experience. And the other two are fantastic, but you just never know what it's going to be like. So.
okay, last question. Is there anything that you'd like to say to those hearing or reading this interview later?
Well, thank you for, if you made it this far, thank you for spending the time and listening to me blabber on, or trying to read whoever transcribes what I tried to say. That's not always an easy thing.
That would be me.
Okay, so thank you to Jarvis.
The realm of the verbal processor is one person.
Okay, all righty, that's a large staff you got there. Can you get your wife to help you out, huh? No, okay.
She has no desire to blog.
nor do I, so I don't have a blog, so don't ask me. Boy, if it would be one thing, then obviously enjoy life, and in my opinion, the best way to enjoy life is to get yourself a personal relationship with Christ. So if you don't have that, find somebody that can help you out with that. And there's numerous different resources, I'm sure, in whatever area you're in, as well as at the blog spots you're at right now, listening to this or reading. There'll be resources available for you. So,
use the contact form.
yeah, there you go. Life changes once you make that acceptance. So your life does change, and it's always for the better. We may not understand what happens or why things happen, but we should have the confidence that we know there's a ultimate purpose behind whatever happens to us and whatever gets thrown our way. And that is a very comforting feeling. So God bless, and best to all of you.
Okay. Wally, thanks a lot for your time. Appreciate it.
You're more than welcome, Jarvis.